something else that also is good at times. Of course, you wouldn't want to eat one of them before you went on a date or anything.
No, that would be an onion that generally perfumes up your breath if you eat one.
There used to be something that grew out here in the mountains. It was, you might say, related to the onion. And man, those things had an odor that wouldn't quit.
I guess I know what you're talking about, and I think you mean a ramp. There's what we refer to as a wild onion, too. Now, I don't know, there might be a difference in a wild onion and a ramp. Now, both of them are very strong, but I think you're talking about the ramp.
When something is sort of dried up, the moisture is gone from it, you might say it's what?
Well, you might say it be swiveled up.
When also making slaw, what do you make slaw from?
Cabbage.
If you're going to make a huge amount of slaw, you might use a what? Several, one.
Oh, heads mm-hmm. of cabbage?
To get the hard meat out of a bean, you would do what to it?
You would hull it, I guess. Shell it out, hull it out.
If you had more than one head of lettuce or more than one head of cabbage, say you had five, what would you say? You would have five what of cabbage?
Well, I just refer to him and say I have five head of cabbage or five head of lettuce.
The outer covering on an ear of corn.
Well, the outer covering would be the shuck.
Is there different types of corn that can be served on a cob?
I suppose that they could. I mean, as far as there might be yellow corn, or I guess yellow corn could be eaten on a cob, or white corn.
On top of this corn, while it's in the field growing, there is something sticks out from the top. You know, it has to bloom.
Well, from the ear of corn is what we call the silk that sticks out. Now, of course, from on the top of the stalk is what we call the tassel, I believe, the plum top. And then, of course, from the ear of corn is what we call the corn silk.
Did you ever do anything with this corn silk as a boy?
Not so much. I was a little more, I guess, up in society then. Now, some boys would smoke it, but... always went for what we call life everlasting or rabbit tobacco. I was a little more particular about my brand, so that's the kind I smoked.
Rabbit tobacco now.
And they referred to it as rabbit tobacco, or some would say life everlasting. It was some kind of a weed that grew. When it dried up, you just pulled off all the leaves, and I went about with my whole pocket of bullion with that and maybe a piece of a paper bag in the other pocket that I'd tear off something to roll me a cigarette out of. Mm-hmm.
How about melons? Do you like melons?
Yes, I do. I like muskmelons and watermelons and I guess about any kind of melon you can think about. I like them.
These things that grow out in the woods, they look like, you know, they're quiet, look like a miniature umbrella. There's two types of them.
Yeah, I think that you referring to the mushroom. That's also what we call maybe a toadstool. I think that's something different. That also grows, maybe grows on the side of a tree or something, but the mushroom is what comes up to look like an umbrella. And some of them are edible, and some of them are poisonous. I don't know the difference, but I say if you're going to eat them, you'd better know the difference, because a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, ate some one time and died.
Okay, now if I offered you some and you were unsure as to what they were, what would you do? What would you say?
Well, I would refuse it. I mean, I wouldn't eat it because I might be afraid it would be the poisonous kind.